oil from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even the chief ones of the earth. It raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. Bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while on the subject of hell being a real place. I think somehow or another we go to thinking about that heaven, you know, sounds nice, sounds good, and hell sounds awfully bad. But it's somehow or another, I don't know, it's not bad enough to have to go to living right and following the Lord. We live in a world, somehow or another, their own ideology of God. That's why they've invented and serve another Jesus and another spirit. That's the reason why that as a result of that, you'll find that they're not in the church of the living God. They don't believe the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me say to you that whenever you begin to look into this Bible, you begin to recognize and know that somebody said, well, I don't want to go to hell where the devil's at. Devil's not in hell. Not yet. No, he's not there yet. And he's going to be there, but he's not there yet. And let me tell you right now is that you'll find that here in the passages, by the time he gets there, he's going to have a whole lot of horrible welcomers that welcome him, that meet him. I don't know how welcome they'll be, but he's going to have a whole lot of people that are absolutely, that believed another Jesus, another gospel, that received another spirit. Some of them are going to be nations involved. Some of them are going to be kings of those nations. Some of them are going to be our kinfolks. That's sad, isn't it? See, we go to thinking about others that are dying without hope, without God. Hey, you know what's wrong with the average Baptist? The same thing was wrong right here. That's what's wrong with us. We're like Lucifer, buddy. We like to exalt ourselves above the throne of God and be God ourselves. That's why we're in everybody else's business but our own. That's exactly right. That's the reason why we're worried about somebody said, well, I think this person ought to do that and that person ought to do that. Well, why don't you get busy doing that? Yes, sir. I mean, I don't know that they shouldn't be involved, but why don't you get busy minding your own business? I'll tell you why, because you can't get your head out of your hind end long enough to stay off Facebook and to wonder what everybody else is saying. See that? All right, nice enough for one morning here, right there, and I'm glad. I mean, I got to go see if I can catch up on that hour I lost. But I mean, is that the truth or not? Do you know that most of the time, the reason we're not happy, and we walk around and mully grub and gripe and bellyache, and we can't even enjoy how good God has been to us already. You know why? Because somebody we got our mind on or eye on, and they're not lined up the way we think they ought to be. I guarantee you right now, it grieves my heart when I see folks that are saved that are supposed to know the Lord and they don't do right. It ought to grieve us. But just grieve long enough, turn it over to God, and then get on living. See, if you're not careful, you'll be like Lucifer, and you'll make your mind up, I'm not going to be happy till they get straightened out. Well, you may never get to be happy then. You're right. I can tell you right up front, make no mistake about it, I've never in this world that we're living in, I've never met but one or two preachers that I liked, and they're on probation. Why is it every independent Baptist saying they got to get up and beat you over the head about something and make you feel guilty about something that you ought to be doing that just as soon as you get started with it, they quit on it? See what I'm talking about? Now, I've already offered to go back home and let's go to get another nap. I'm just saying to you that if you will, you know, we ought to be happy in the Lord. We ought to be thankful for how good God's been, what God's done, what God's allowing us to do. See that? I can't tell you how many people that have tried to tell me through the years what my job is. I got a book right here, it tells me. What I ought to be doing, I got a book right here, it tells me. I was reading, I don't let it bother me. I had a man call me one time from Houston. Preacher, I just wondered what you were doing. I'm sitting here on the front porch of my house, drinking a glass of tea, and I'm thinking about going fishing. No, God wanted me to call you and tell you. I got news for him is that it didn't work and all that business there. I got to say to you that if you're involved in the work of the Lord and sensitive unto the mind of God, you got a place in the work of God, and you better find out what that place is and develop it for the cause of Christ. If you're not careful, you'll work by intimidation. And if you don't work by intimidation, you'll work by inflammation. I can't tell you how many people that I've seen that was inflamed over something they've read or seen or heard on the Facebook. I don't have Facebook. I don't have the two Facebook. I'm not against those of you that have it, but it's doing you more harm than it is good a lot of times. See that? I don't need Facebook. You know why? I mean, look at the gossip here sitting before me that I can involve in. And I like a gossip a little bit every now and again. I'm not totally against gossiping. But you know, you're not against the paranoid. That every time somebody walks in, hey, how are you doing? Why? Did somebody say something? Huh? Did somebody tell what makes you think I've got a problem? I didn't. I just asked you how you were doing. Now I'm sorry I even asked that. I can see how you're doing. I can tell you right now, I'm not doing as good as Brother Mark. I sent him a copy of a gun. He said, I can't afford that. I'd have to surrender to preach to be able to buy a gun like that. And then he turned around and won the door prize and got three rifles and all that business there. I'm going to tell you, talk about a man with a stink on him. I've never bought a lottery ticket in my life, but if I was going to, I'd give him the money and send him to buy it. I just said all that to be able to say this, is that if you're not careful, the devil will rob you of your joy that you could be enjoying and could be having. Somebody said, well, I'm not going to go where the devil's at. You don't have to. He's coming to where you're at. That might be a good sermon title. The devil coming to a door near you. Bible said that if you will please, he's not sitting around idle. This Bible said that he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He'd like to destroy your mind. He'd like to destroy your marriage. He'd like to absolutely, you know what happens whenever the devil gets a hold of you? You got your eyes on everybody except your own wife, your own husband, or your own children, and you can't even enjoy being able to have a family together. Because of the fact that you've got tied up, bogged down with something and someone else. If a man could have fun and have pleasure in the abundance of things, but that won't bring them. Well, you know, as soon as the shiny new wears off, I'll tell you, as soon as the first note comes due. I just said all that to be able to say this. Hey, you'd better be careful and what you're doing, and you'd better be certainly particular about the fact that if you're not careful, you're going to give occasion to the enemy, occasion. And if you give occasion to the flesh, that's all he needs, buddy. He's not a person of faith. He doesn't believe God, doesn't believe the Bible. But I'll tell you right now, if you're not careful, you'll give occasion to your flesh, and flesh arise up. And then it ain't long, and you're a busy body in somebody else's matter. I used to go, and I quit going because I got tired of listening to them, and I don't like Baptist preachers for the most part. Present company excluded. But watch yourself, because I can add to the list. No. But you could just tell that's all they ever had to worry about. There's word about that brother, word about that brother, word about. And I will tell you right now, you can't get up and preach the truth anymore. If you get up and preach the truth, it blows most of them out of the saddle first. And let me say to you that if you will, make no mistake about it, one of the reasons we've raised a generation of boys and girls that don't know God from a bat and that hates Bible preaching is because you can't get somebody to bow their head when they're 3 and 4 years old and 5 years old and get them born again. There's no such thing as five-year-old saved people in this world we're living in. If you believe people get saved 5 years old, something's wrong in your heart and mind. Let me tell you right up front, until the Holy Ghost of God begins to make a person understand themselves that they're born a sinner, till the Holy Ghost of God makes them understand that they've sinned against God, till the Holy Ghost of God calls them and knocks on their heart's door and grants them repentance and grants them faith, till the Holy Ghost of God does that, they're not going to get in. I want to say to you that if you will, hell's going to be full of people. I preached a sermon here a while back. It's been a while. I've mentioned it a time or two. Probably the average Baptist preacher you know will be in hell in that day. Now, it'd be too late for us to know it then. The reason why I know that is because that's a Bible thing. But say that sometime, whenever you're off somewhere. Just say that sometime and watch people back up and look at you strange. And then give them the passage. As it was in the days of Noah. As the only preacher left that was on the face of the earth during that time. Now, the rest of them already died, either went to heaven or died and went straight to hell. If there's any of them still alive during that time, they died and went to hell. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that if you will, that whenever he says hell is going to meet thee from beneath, it's moved for thee to meet thee at that coming. I got to tell you right now, the devil ain't in hell right now. But he's headed there. And it won't be one of these days he will be there. If you read over in Revelation chapter number 20 and about verse number 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. That's a good place to write no more devil. Until then, you and I are going to have to contend with him. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say that I'm glad to be able to know that I belong to the Lord and that I'm his and that he's mine. I had somebody ask me one time, I heard this and that about you, preacher. I said, well, I don't know if it's what you heard was true, but it's much worse than you heard it. I'm much worse than what somebody else told you. Had it not been for the grace of God, I'd be in hell right now. See? And what makes other people mad is when I finish it and say, and you'd be there with me too. Next time somebody walks up to you and tries to give you a bunch of that slop gossip, you know. Let me say again, I get a few splatters of that on me every now and again. I like it. Somebody tells you they don't like gossip, they're lying. They're just lying. What do you think sometimes when you're trying to take a Q-tip and clean your ear out, there's a lot more slop than earwax coming out? Gossip, that's why. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out is that here you'll find that the devil is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived until the day that Jesus shall come again. Now, I don't want to get too bogged down. It's already a quarter till. You're sleepy. I'm sleepy. We're all sleepy. And if I get bogged down on the next point there, then we're going to be here. Y'all are going to be gossiping about me. They'll be saying things about me at dinner. You remember the last time you had roast preacher for lunch? Gave you indigestion. You don't know that it did. Gave you dysentery. That's the reason when you went to the restroom, it looked like a bomb had blown up. We've just not learned how to rejoice in the Lord. And curiosity, it didn't just kill the cat, buddy. It filled our head full of junk. So, hey, did you hear what so-and-so said about you right there? I don't even care. Right now, I'm having a good time. See? Right now, I'm having a good time just enjoying the Lord and how good God is. Call me back in, I don't know, a little while. The devil generally shows up several times a day trying me about something. Show up in a few minutes and maybe you and him can sit here and you ever have been worried about somebody? Just, man, it got under your skin. It just made you want to throw up. Somebody you hadn't seen in years. You carried that around all day long and just absolutely could just turn inside out and upside down. And then you found out they're already dead. Now, I'm glad they're dead and all this and that. But I wasted so much time getting stirred up about somebody that God's done took care of. See that? But that'll happen to you. If it hadn't happened to you yet, you're not old enough. You've not lived long enough yet. But it's going to. It will. It'll happen to you. I won't say, and if it don't happen to you, it's because you've never pastored a Baptist church. I mean, there's not all of them like this church here. This is a great church here. Kind, it's loving, it's kind, it's giving. Sometimes we fuss together. Sometimes we've got faith together. But it seems like all the time we're able to work out by the grace of God. And those who can't, well, they end up going down the road. And why wouldn't they? Because it's a lot cheaper for one person or one family or a couple of families to move down the road than it would be for all of us and all that business there. Do you realize how much it'd take me to change churches? I'd have to spend a whole lot of money getting uprooted and out. 29 years of collecting junk around the house. People drive by thinking that I'm the salvage yard. I've had people got out, you know, and they're all prim and proper and looking around like they're afraid to touch the ground. And of course, you know, naturally, if they do, they're going to fertilize their shoes. We've got several different things. We've got duck fertilizer. We've got dog fertilizer. We've got chicken fertilizer. We've got cats fertilizing and all. I mean, we got a lot of fertilizing around. Sometimes it gets on the porch. But people get out, you know what I do? I don't get insulted. They go to looking and thinking. I'm thinking, huh? Man. I said, I know what you're thinking. I can tell by looking at your face what you're thinking. I bet these people work night and day manicuring this yard and picking up stuff and keeping it as nice and neat and clean as it is. But you know we don't. Now, you know the reason why you can't laugh at yourself when others are not? Not learn to relax in the Lord and to rejoice in the Lord and the power of His might. See, I got to say to you, and I'm closing, and maybe we can take it back up here later tonight. It's good to be able to know that you've been saved by the grace of God. Listen, it don't matter where you've been, it don't matter what you've done, that God said, I'll wipe away. I'll wash away all your sins and make you white as snow. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I can't tell you how good it does me to see all of you, and especially you youngsters that we watch get born into this world and then get born again and now singing for the glory of God. I can't tell you how that does my heart good. You think I'm going to let some idiot come along with something off of Facebook and ruin that for me when I'm enjoying it and basking in the sunshine of God's love? No, not today. Not yet. Not yet. Too early for me to do that. Check me after lunch, though. Don't cut me off from the gossip line just because I didn't bite at it. When the devil shows back up and he and I are fellowshipping again, you'll be welcome to spew all that. That's the truth, isn't it? That's the truth. I wish it wasn't the truth. I don't like it to be the truth, and I'm sad And sorry that it's me that has to tell that on me, but that's the way we're geared. And I'm going to tell you right now, is getting saved, knowing the Lord, having a Bible, the Spirit of God to lead and guide, direct us in the truth. Thy word is truth. I got to tell you right now, we ought to rejoice a little more in the Lord and in the power of His might than what we're doing. And if you're not, you're missing out and you're robbing yourself. It's that simple. I come down here to the house of God and all the family of the household of faith. It's just good. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, I know what we're thinking. Is He talking to me? No, I've been talking to me all this time, but if it's getting on you, well, take your part of it. Our Father, we want to say thank You for loving us while we were unlovable. We thank You for salvation, that it's free, that it's for everyone that'll receive it, that it's for everlasting to those that do. There may be a boy, a girl, a man, a woman that does not know Thee in the free pardon of sin. I pray they will come to know You. May You continue to deal with their hearts and knock upon their heart's door until they find themselves repenting toward God and by faith believing the Lord Jesus Christ. Now bless every family represented here.